The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk.
Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Angel Talk. I am Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. And we've been on quite the journey lately, haven't we? Looking at all sorts of our spirit, looking into parts of this universe that we know we feel are there, but we're not sure about them because we haven't seen them. We've really looked outward quite a bit lately, doing some great discovery, and I've sure enjoyed it, and I know you have too. Thank you to all of you who have reached out to me and given me show ideas and pats on the back for all the good work we're doing. Today, we're going to look within. So many times you hear me talk about our intuitive growth and what that looks like, and I'm always saying, pay attention to your body, love your body, listen to your body signals, because your body, your spirit body, and your physical body are woven together in a beautiful, beautiful way. So you have to honor your body. Well, today's guest is someone who has made her life about both of those things, truly. She is a guru in the field of physical beauty, and also she's a spiritual guru. I'm going to read you her bio. Here we go. This is Michelle Phillips. Some of you, I just feel when you hear that name, your Hay House hearts are going to perk up because she's been on Hay House quite a bit. And then I know some of you just told me a few weeks ago that you listened to her meditations on Hay House Radio. Good, good on you. All right, here's her bio. Michelle Phillips is the leading authority in the beauty industry and one of the most influential makeup artists in the entertainment industry. With over 25 years experience, Michelle works with national television networks, on movie sets, with top photographers and magazines in the business, including Swiss Vogue and Maxim magazine. You may have seen Michelle on TV shows and networks such as HGTV, HSN, CBS, NBC, Fox, Oxygen, and TLC, sharing her tips and techniques that have made her one of the most renowned beauty experts in the industry, who has worked with celebrities such as Katie Couric, Colby Calais, Condoleezza Rice, Sigourney Weaver, Clint Eastwood, and presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Michelle's best-selling book, The Beauty Blueprint, has opened up opportunities for Michelle to share her message on speaking tours with inspirational icons such as Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay, giving women around the globe powerful self-esteem tools of transformation, a transformation of not just looking amazing, but to be amazing. Welcome, Michelle.
Rachel, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be on your show.
I'm excited too. Thank you so much. I mean, I'm just starting out, right? So when you said yes, the little girl in me said, yay, thank you so much.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you for being on my podcast.
I'm excited to have you on my show soon. So
yeah, I'm excited for that. Believe me. Well, Michelle, as I told you before we got on, before we started recording, I had a really good time this past week, kind of doing a deep dive into your presence. So I watched a lot of videos and really feel like you're my friend. And I bet everybody feels that way about you, that you have this way of teaching in a way that's not condescending. You really know how to meet people where they are. You're such an active listener. And I feel so loved when I'm just learning from you. And I feel that that is divinely guided all the way. So I want to just give you kudos first for the way you're doing things.
Oh, thank you. You make me cry.
You know, I can't even count the amount of guest spots and interviews that I watched you do this week, but I learned that you're a guru with your foot in two arenas. So you're in the beauty industry and the spiritual movement. How do those two arenas connect in the work that you do?
Well, I think for 25 years, you know, working in the beauty industry and especially in television and the media, I was always and still am, you know, just in awe of people who can really put themselves out there in front of the camera and be so vulnerable, because it takes a lot of courage to do so. And so I would see, and well, I guess I should say I still do, I always see this incredible inner power and strength with people as I'm working with them, as opposed to, I really don't focus on their outer beauty. I'm always, you know, I see the inner beauty of who they are. And so, you know, early on in my career, I really wanted that for myself, because I was working in an industry where there was so much emphasis on making every single person I worked with look perfect before they stepped out in front of the camera. And, you know, to me, each person I worked with, their beauty was who they are, what they would share with me when they were sitting in my makeup chair, and the things that they were going through and overcoming, or even their own fears and self-doubt. And I just saw such incredibly beautiful, talented, you know, loving people. And I was just, and their self-confidence to do what they did, you know, no matter what they were going through on the inside. And so that to me was always what was beautiful. And so at the time that I really was starting off in my career, I was very successful at what I did for a living, but I was very insecure. And so I found that working through the clients that I did work with, and world leaders and big, you know, A-list named celebrities, that, you know, I wanted that self-confidence as well. And I also, you know, I started working in television at a CBS station where they wanted me to go out and interview others in terms of what the latest and greatest in beauty and style was, because the Style Network was really big. It was just, you know, starting out. This is like 20 years ago. But I started meeting women in my community who had overcome like insurmountable like odds, and, you know, going through, you know, cancer treatment, or, you know, divorce, or maybe, you know, losing things, you know, financially. And so they were sharing with me stories about how they were overcoming the odds and how they had thrived. And I wanted to do more stories about their lives and what they were doing to overcome those obstacles. And so, again, that inner outer connection was just something that I was always drawn to. And I think it was because I really, really wanted it for myself.
Yeah. Well, at some point, all of those thoughts you had were heard by your angels. Yeah. They were all of our thoughts are prayers. We're always putting something out to the universe. And as you started to notice these things in yourself and in other people, it seems like the universe was preparing to move you in a great new direction. So what did the universe present to you? How did you get from being all in the beauty industry and then moving into spirituality? What's the thing that happened? Was there like a special event or someone that you met?
Yeah, it was as I was like a beauty reporter, as well as, you know, a makeup artist and stylist for celebrities, and they put me on camera to interview all these, you know, people out in the community. I was invited to a women's workshop called Get Up Out of Your Chair and Dance. And I thought, well, that sounds interesting. So I show up and sit, you know, right up front, because I'm taking notes because I want to do a story about this. And the woman that was the first speaker stood up and she was a life coach. And she said, okay, I want you guys to get out a piece of paper and a pen, and I want you to write down the answers to the following questions. Number one, who are you? And I was like, okay, I was a mom of three little kids. I'm a wife. I'm a makeup artist. I'm now a reporter. You know, and she's like, okay, for any of you who are writing down what your roles are, that's not the question I'm asking you. I'm asking you, who are you? And I'm thinking, interesting. And then she said, what do you love to do? And I'm thinking, is she crazy? Like my to-do list, maybe? Because what do I love to do? I have no clue. I'm so busy. And then she, you know, goes, what are your values? What are your passions? What are your dreams? And, you know, next thing you know, I'm looking around the room and there's probably 100 women in the room, and women were just like stumped. And some people were even crying. I ran to the bathroom and looked at myself in the mirror and was just like, wow, I want everything I have, but do I have everything I want?
Because well, on the say that again. Say
yeah,
that again.
I know. I say this on stage all the time when I'm speaking. I want everything I have, but do I have everything I want?
Oh, I just got chills.
Yeah, it was a big awakening for me because on the outside looking in, my life looked perfect. I was married, three beautiful children. You know, they had them signed up for every after school activity known to man, because that's what you're supposed to do. I had the house that looked like HGTV threw up, you know, it was like perfect. The boat, the cars, the this and that and the other. But what on the inside, I was married, you know, to a man who had a drinking problem. I could, you know, I never knew how he was going to be when he walked in the door, walking on eggshells. You know, I was always like a people pleaser, showing up as everyone else wanted me to be, the good girl all the time. And honestly, I was just like, wow, you know, this is just, I can't hold up this facade anymore. And this woman just cracked me wide open. So that's when I decided that I wanted to sign up for her life coach class, which was like a life coaching class for 6 months to really take a deep dive into my life and really figure out who I am and what I wanted. And that resulted in me going to therapy with my husband at the time to see if we could work on our relationship. And unfortunately, he chose alcohol over our relationship. So I left and took the kids and we moved into a small little house on our own. And then like less than a month later, I lost my job. As the makeup artist for CBS. Yeah, they were like, we just don't have the budget right now. And because this was in 2006 when things were really changing financially and real estate crisis was going on and television wasn't the same. We have cable networks. So we had advertisers fighting for revenue. And bottom line was, they said, we love what you're doing on TV. So we'd love to see if you be interested in hosting a morning talk show that we have starting in just a few weeks. And I was like, excellent. You know, I'll do that because that, you know, people on TV make money. And so I took the job, didn't even think twice about it because I had worked at the TV station for 14 years at that time. And they offered me the same amount of money I would have made probably flipping hamburgers at a fast food joint.
Wow.
And I was freaked out, but I had to take it because my freelance work was just, it was dwindling because the economy was crashing. And so here I am on television, scared to death, never did that in my life. And I'm living off credit cards because I have like, you know, no money, and then had to apply for food stamps. And so it was at that time that my best friend called me and she said that she had just been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and 6 months to live. And I thought, you know what? What if I only had 6 months to live? Like, what if this was like my last day on earth? I have my kids and my health, and I need to stop feeling sorry for myself, and I need to start practicing what I had learned and stopped looking at everyone else and what was great about their life and start looking at what was great about my life and me. And I completely rebuilt myself. And that's when, after doing so, I decided that this was something that I needed to teach other women because it's, you know, I can't even say like probably 70% of women that I I even know, you know, struggle with really identifying who they are and what they truly want, not what society dictates, and, you know, how they want to live their lives and how to create the lives that bring them joy and happiness and fulfillment. And so that's when everything changed for me. And now I've dedicated my life in teaching this, you know, work, sharing this work with others.
Do you feel that this has brought you joy? Do you feel differently than you did before?
Yes. I have so much more meaning and in my life and connection with not only myself, but others. And I feel grounded in whatever I decide to do, whether it's scary or not, which most, you know, I had an interview a couple weeks ago where the woman said, you know, how often, you know, when was the last time that you did something that really felt scary? And I'm like, all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
daily.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, what I'm learning more and more every day is that life is about, you know, really, you know, following what's calling you, that inner guidance, which to me is all spiritually led.
Yeah.
And when you do, you're always okay, and you're always safe, and you're always living in your purpose and according to who you are. We don't need to go figure it out. We just need to follow what we're being called to do.
Well, and like in your experience, I'm just feeling that a lot of people listening are at that point that feels like a breaking point where there's a job loss, end of marriage, living off credit cards, taking a job that you thought was one thing, but, and it was great, but didn't offer you the monetary, that payment that you needed. All of those things, I feel like they resonate with a lot of the listeners. But the difference is you didn't see that as an ending point. You didn't stop and say, well, this is clearly a sign from the universe that I'm not supposed to do this, so I'd better go find another career. You kept going, and you just went where the universe led you. And I want to recognize that, because that's so very brave. And that's really how the universe works. Universe is very neutral, right? The universe will answer back to us whatever we're putting out. And sometimes what we're putting out is subconscious, or, you know, you were expressing a deep need that you didn't even know about, but God did, universe did. I think that's just amazing how that transformation came about. And I'm grateful that you're sharing it, because I know that's happening in a lot of people's lives right now. And I'm just going to say again from spirit, because they're nudging me to, whatever's happening in your life is not it's not the destination. It's not the ending point. It's scooting you. It's nudging you into something greater. So believe that. And I love that you said this phrase, you knew you were safe. The universe was keeping you safe. And yeah. It's good to remember that, right? Because it doesn't feel safe sometimes when we're putting our neck out there or doing something different.
No, and learning to trust that, right? And trust yourself, because I think, I mean, even now, you know, I'm doing things that are new, and that's all stemming from what you're talking about, where a lot of people are going through huge shifts right now because of what we've been through in the pandemic. You know, a lot of people are going, wow, what was important to me before the pandemic is not as important to me anymore. And I'm looking at life through a different lens. And,
yes,
you know, a lot of people are going through major changes, whether they like it or not, you know, just saying, I don't really want to go back and live my life the way I did before. And whether they, you know, and again, like it's subconscious, but, and so some people aren't even choosing that, but it's just happening. And so I think what I found with all the people that I've coached through many years is the resistance to change that comes up, because, you know, change is going to occur whether we want it to or not. So it's up to us whether we want to embrace that change and really move towards what's important to us, or we fight it and we stay stuck. And that's when people are unhappy, and then they don't trust themselves. They don't trust what intuition or spirit is saying to them. They don't trust the signs that are showing up that are giving them opportunities to make those changes. And so it's really about letting go and getting out of your own way.
And, very much.
Yeah. I mean, I, a lot of times I sit there and think, oh my gosh, is this the right thing to do? And, you know, I have to just trust. And when things happen that show up and it's so exciting and I go, oh wow, look how that happened. And then I think, well, why am I shocked? You know, it's kind of like, we always have these things. It's like, well, of course this happened, but we still always have that inkling of, you know, distrust or worry or fear or doubt. You know,
well, that's when natural. We have that, of course it is. And, you know, we, in our society, we teach each other to be self-sufficient, to succeed, that your name tag is who you are. We have all these weird messages, but if I believe that we're evolving into a time where all of that is starting to be erased and we're feeling more of our co-creatorship or our partnership with spirit, with the universe. And it seems like, I've noticed lately coming out of this pandemic, which I really do believe we're coming out of it. People are realizing that what they put up with before is just not good enough anymore. And even though they may not know where they're going, there's this willingness, this wonder to say, well, I'm just going to keep walking. I'm going to keep going because I know the universe has my back, or if it feels right to them, I know God has my back. And that is so inspiring to me that we've evolved as a people. From this time, we really have. Do you feel like answering a question from one of my listeners?
Yeah, I would love that.
Okay. So here is a great question that I think a lot of us will relate to. So this is coming from Sarah Beth. Thank you, Sarah Beth, very much for the question. She says, I don't think I have low self-esteem because I feel beautiful inside and out, but I've always felt invisible. I know it shouldn't matter how others perceive me, but I'm sure other women feel unseen too. Any advice to lift this cloak of invisibility and let my light shine?
Yes. I write about this, that, you know, our society prizes youth over wisdom. And, you know, we're bombarded by images in the media constantly that we're comparing ourselves to. And I think that makes women feel invisible, a lot of women, especially as we age. So what I love for people to do is to really take stock in what's right about you and what's beautiful about you. And so I have people write down, like, you know, your beautiful qualities, your beautiful, you know, physical traits, you know, the things like I am smart, I am funny, I am empathetic, I have beautiful eyes, I have beautiful arms, whatever it is, I always say, please write down 20 things. And it seems really silly, but it goes back to when I worked with Louise Hay. I was really fortunate to be mentored by her when I became a Hay House author. It was just the craziest thing in the whole world because her book like changed my life. And then all of a sudden I'm a Hay House author. The story's crazy. Yeah. You can probably watch my videos about it. But anyway, we talked about, you know, affirmations and how when you say I am in front of, you know, the qualities that you feel that are really important that you recognize in yourself. And if you don't recognize them in yourself, that's not a bad thing. It's natural. You know, reach out to a good friend or your mom or a family member and say, can you help me identify what's great about me? And then put these, you know, these affirmations all over your computer, your mirror, your car, your refrigerator, and do this with your kids. You know, I am smart. I am enough is one of mine. I have a beautiful smile. I love my arms. I love my eyes. I am spontaneous, like whatever you can think of, and really focus on what's right with you and do this every day. Read your affirmations out loud every single day for 30 days. And you will start to recognize the beauty in you. And it really does shift who you are, and because you start to focus on what's great about you, and it helps build your self-esteem to where you don't necessarily feel invisible anymore, because you're like, wow, no matter what, I am a wonderful, beautiful human being, and I don't need to compare myself to others because I know who I am and what my value is.
So that lifting that cloak of invisibility starts with us first. We have to see ourselves first.
We do. We do.
That's hard work.
It's so easy. It is. And you know, the funny thing is, when I worked with Louise on this, I said, Louise, this is hard. And she goes, that, my dear, is an affirmation. And I went, oh, okay. You're right. Like and don't beat yourself up for thinking negative thoughts. It's okay. But one thing I always say is, treat yourself as you would your own child. Would you allow your child to talk to herself or himself the way you talk to yourself? Yeah, no.
Yeah. Or the angels say, if you have trouble speaking kindly to yourself, use our words, call yourself beloved. I hear the angels say a lot, if you wake up to your phone as the alarm, name that alarm, good morning, beautiful, good morning, beloved, because that's what your angels are saying.
Yes.
And I think that's so precious and good. Okay, but I have a question for you. I'm going to tug at you a little bit. I really like myself most of the time, but I'm getting out of the shower and I catch a look at my body and I've had 3 C-sections. And so there's this part of my body that I'm really working on and I've never really come to terms with it. That would not be on my list of the 20 things. What do you do with the things that you really want to love, but it's hard?
Yeah, I get that. Especially I get it because I'm aging. I'm 54. And it's like, no matter how much I exercise or eat healthy, I'm like, what the heck is going on with this stuff on my, body that looks like ripples and things like that, right? Yeah. And so, it is challenging. But what I do I share with my clients, and I also do for myself, is I think about how, for example, for like your, let's just say if it's stretch marks or if it's because you've had, surgery and your babies and, you think about how beautiful your body is as a vessel to have been able to give birth to 3 children. Or as we age at 54 years old, I have to look in the mirror and go, you know what? You're healthy and you're strong. And this beautiful body enables you to get up and go, to dance, to climb stairs, to drive a car, to hug my kids, to, whatever it may be, make that list. Because, it's just, in fact, my husband is having hip replacement surgery next week, and he's a young guy, but it's from sports injuries. But I'm watching him in pain and hobble around the house for the past 2 months while he's waiting to get surgery. And it made me realize how quickly we can lose the beautiful, healthy bodies that we have. And we wish that we had all of our, everything that we're complaining about right now back.
Or you look at pictures from 10 years ago when you didn't feel like you looked very good and you think, well, actually I looked pretty good. I should enjoy that. I should have enjoyed that time.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. I just thought of that yesterday, I was actually in a workout class and I'm looking at myself in the mirror as I'm doing this aerobic exercise. And, I just had to say to myself, wow, you're 54 years old and you're keeping up with this 30-year-old instructor and you're doing great. And, 10 years from now, you're going to look back and think, wow, I was really, badass by doing that.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, we just don't stop and appreciate ourselves like we should,
Yeah.
I think.
I agree. There isn't much of a time where we just stop and pay attention because we're always producing. We're always doing something. And it's good to just stop and have those I am moments, those beautiful affirmations. I have to say that as you speak, I'm inspired because I see the spirit of Archangel Jophiel. So beauty of God, I see Archangel Jophiel with you. And also I see 2 people standing way back and smiling. And I just have to wonder, they're not family. They're a different color than your family. And I just have to wonder if it's Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer.
Oh.
I just have to wonder that. I'm going to see if I can get, I'm getting a yes. I'm getting yes for my angels that they're here.
Oh my gosh, you're going to make me cry.
And I said, why did they come? How come they didn't come forward? And I hear the angels say, because it's not their voice that's needed. You both are doing fine. They said, we're just here.
Aww.
Lovely.
Oh, that is so cool. Thank you for sharing that. I've got goosebumps to make me teary-eyed. And I just connected with Wayne Dyer's daughters, Sage and Serena. They wrote a book and I'm interviewing them soon. And here's the thing, you know, what we were talking about earlier, when you follow your heart and you're in a really bad place and you don't know what the heck's going to happen and you're scared and you don't trust. And if I had known during that time what I'm doing now would be what I'm doing, and that I would have shared the stage with Wayne Dyer and worked with Louise Hay, I mean, I probably would have gone for it even more.
Yeah.
You know, like I would have been less afraid and less resistance, because it took me a while to get there. There's, I couldn't even imagine how that happened. You know, it's just like, why me? You know, so, you know, but I share this with others because I think, I don't know if you get this, Rachel, but sometimes people look at what we're doing and think, oh, wow, well, you know, they're different or maybe more special. And that's not the case.
No, we're all anointed. We're all special.
And every single one of us can do whatever is calling us in our hearts and be safe and secure and financially and physically and mentally, emotionally, everything. And so we just need to trust that and follow that. Yes. And that to me is what beauty is. That's beauty.
I agree. And the outward, our vessel will show our beauty in a different way when we have that inner beauty, that still small voice and that flame inside us, that source inside us, when it's so vibrant, our body will look different. We will show up differently. Yeah, I've certainly noticed that. Before I let you go today,
oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Can you show me, or can you tell us about the book? You've written a book and I want everybody to know about it.
Yeah, it's called The Beauty Blueprint. And I just went to order it on a copy for a friend of mine on Hay House. And there aren't any more copies left. So you got to go to Amazon.com.
Yes, that's a great thing.
No, I was like, yay. But it's called The Beauty Blueprint. And you can also get the Kindle. But what I do is I take people through the process that I went through, and I continually, by the way, go through to rediscover who you are, because you change and evolve as you get older. And really, who you are, what you truly want in your life, how to overcome the fears and obstacles that come up as you want to navigate through, you know, and journey towards, you know, a new, happier, healthier life for yourself. Identify your values and your, which I call your GPS system. Not only your intuition, but what are your values? Like, I didn't even know what my values were. And those values guide you and help you figure out if you're on the right path, as well as with your intuition. So I take it through that whole process, and then how to create the life that you ultimately want. And then from there, the last chapter, I do teach beauty tips, not only makeup and skincare, but also wardrobe, because that's what I did for celebrities. But it's to create a look that's in alignment with who you are, not a look that's what others think you should look like or dictate.
Yes. I love that. So kind of what Spirit was saying in the beginning, that our inner and our outer are woven together in a beautiful way, and we need to pay attention to both.
Yeah.
Because our vessel is perfect and beautiful.
Just the way you are. Flaws and all. There's no such thing as flaws, but I say flaws and all because we always look at, you know, what our flaws are. And I always say, you know, Ellen DeGeneres was our cover girl. She represented the beauty, you know, brand cover girl, and was on, you know, the cover of magazines for cover girl for many, many years. And that's because we look at her as absolutely beautiful, because she embodies exactly who she is. She doesn't try to prove herself to anyone, and she follows her heart. And that's what beauty is just, you know, the most beautiful person in the room is someone that's really true to who they are. It's not about their size or what they look like.
I agree. Okay. Thank you. I hope that you all can get that book and dig into it. And if any of you want to come together for a book study or something, get a hold of me on Facebook and I'll set you up. We'll help you find your tribe there. So you can, I know a lot of you will be inspired by this message today and will want to work on this. So if you feel guided to do that, let me draw you to like-minded people that can love on you and talk this through with you. If you'd like to get to know Michelle a little bit more, she's got a beautiful presence kind of everywhere. It's like I said, I had so much fun looking everything up I could about Michelle Phillips. It was really a beautiful week. I've learned so much and I want you to have that too. So her website is michellephillips.com, Facebook, Michelle Phillips, YouTube, Michelle Phillips, Twitter, put in at TV Beauty Coach, Instagram, same thing, at TV Beauty Coach, blogs, michellephillipsblog.com. And those of you who are building your spiritual business, let's just take note for a second. Look at how beautiful that is. Facebook and YouTube, same thing. Twitter and Instagram, same thing, at Beauty Coach. Did you just learn something, people? I did. That's good, right? Very, very nice. Very nice. All right. And thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you, Rachel. I really appreciate it.
Just a bright light.
Oh, you are too. It was just wonderful to connect with you and can't wait to have you on my show.
Yeah. I can't wait. Well, loves, if you'd like to get a hold of me, go to rachelcorpus.com, Facebook at Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator, Instagram, The Angel Counselor. And if you haven't heard it lately or today, hear me say, you are loved. I love you. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
We spend a third of our lives sleeping and dreaming, yet most of us have no idea what goes on during that time. I'm Kelly Sullivan Walden, and as a dream expert and best-selling author, I'm here to empower you to mine the gold from your nighttime dreams. Join me on the Kelly Sullivan Walden Show, part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network, available wherever you get your podcasts. Until we meet again, don't take your dreams lying down.